following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions, help to educate you about how things work in the world of money and finance. Glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner and member of Neal Financial Group and the Money Makeover team. Joining me in the studio this morning, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana, running the studio for you. And I'm very excited this morning. We're going to start our contest here this morning. So be listening up right now, because we're going to give you a question that if you call in and have the correct answer to it, you will score tickets for two to our upcoming Social Security seminar. We've got somebody with 35 years of experience with the Social Security Administration. If she doesn't know her stuff, nobody does. So she's going to be our guest there. You're going to get lunch on us, but this great opportunity to hear from Elaine Simmons, Social Security Specialist, and that's going to be coming up on Wednesday, July 22nd, right here in Brenham. But we're going to give you your chance right now to get a couple of tickets for that.
Right. It'd be an excellent time if you're getting close to thinking about drawing Social Security, or maybe one spouse is drawing it and the other one isn't yet. If both of you are drawing Social Security, there's no reason for you to call in, although you can bring a friend, or if it's, or for your folks, that would be okay too. But somebody, if you're concerned about Social Security and upcoming and the decisions and choices you can make, this is fabulous. She does this full-time now. Well, I take it back. She's part-time because she's retired from the Social Security Administration. And she works with Fidelity, sponsors her. And so she flies around the country and does two or three of these a week. And so we're very fortunate to get her. And I've been to many of these over the years, and she's exceptionally good on explaining things. And it's a lot of fun.
It is. And so we have a question for you right now. We're going to ask it now so you can put your thinking cap on. And then we will let you call into the program here on the phone. I'm going to give you that number in just a moment. If you have the right answer to this question, you will score your two free tickets to this Social Security seminar with a specialist and expert in how Social Security works and what is the best way for you to go about utilizing this benefit that you've been paying into for many, many, many years, right? So here is our question. I'm going to do that first. We're going to get around to other things later, but we're going to give the question now. Call in. I'm going to give you that phone number to call in, so get your pencil and paper. Here is our phone number to call in, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Here is the question. How old do you have to be at full retirement age for Social Security? How old do you have to be at full retirement age for Social Security? Now, we don't care about how many extra months or anything else. Just how old do you have to be in years to get your full retirement benefit, your full retirement age for Social Security benefits?
Okay. Should be a good one.
So here is our phone number. Get dialing right now while we're going into the break here. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. How old do you have to be to reach full retirement age for Social Security? That's the question. Getting ready to take a break. Get your fingers dialing. 800-332-7879. We got your tickets waiting for you here on the Money Makeover Show. Call us now.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
Start out the spring season with a fresh spring new look of cosmetic therapy from Dr. Christoph Gay. Smooth out fine lines and wrinkles and reduce large pores and redness with Laser Genesis. Turn back the clock with a mini facelift that will tighten and lift your skin. Remove sun and age spots in only a few minutes. Get that new pearl-like glow with the Pearl Treatment. Look great in those new spring swimsuits with hair removal at the bikini line or any part of the body. Safely and effectively, even on patients with light or dark skin types. Dr. Gay also offers vascular treatments that can safely and effectively treat superficial facial veins, deeper blue veins on men and women of all skin tones and ages, and vein removal on legs. Dr. Gay now offers care credit to make it easier for you to get the cosmetic enhancement you want when you want it by paying over time with the low minimum monthly payments. Now get a fresh spring look by calling Dr. Christoph Gay's office at 979-865-8484 for a consultation appointment today.
The annual Fireman's Fiesta is scheduled for Saturday, August 8th. Their delicious steak and sausage dinner with all the trimmings will be served starting at 5:30 p.m., followed by the live auction with some great items to bid on. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. They're available at Robert's Brenham Office Supply, K&M Grocery, and at the Brenham Fire Station, or from any Brenham firefighter. Support Brenham's firemen by attending the Fireman's Fiesta, Saturday, August 8th, at the Fireman's Training Center on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Store, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Come see us. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Wow, that's my son on Boogie Bond. Surfing an endless wave? Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we wished up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing your summer with amazing memories? Definitely. Check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You three times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. We're going to get back to stocks and other information for you in just a few minutes, but we do want to let you know that we had a winner. Actually, we had two winners. We had a tie there.
Yes.
And both of them, by the way, are women.
Concern, which is good, which
that's
is very good.
Good. That's good.
Get all the information you can before you make a decision you cannot change.
Yes, exactly right. Men or women, but in this case we had two women who were the early birds, one right after the other here. We're going to have another drawing at the bottom of the hour here, too, in the second half of the hour, because we want to start really getting you guys lined up for our Social Security seminar. So the question was,
what is full retirement age when it comes to getting your Social Security benefits? And we didn't care about the months. We just wanted to know the age you have to be to collect full Social Security benefits. And the correct answer was age 66. And we had the two callers who tied, and both are going to get those tickets.
Yes, that's an important age, because when Elaine Simmons, who's a specialist here, when starts talking about drawing benefits, it's all based on the full retirement age.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to go earlier than that, mm-hmm. at age 62, or you're going to go later than that at age 70,
right,
or somewhere in between there, that is where the benchmark is first, though, is at age 66, where you're going to get more or less than what you might get if you waited all the way past even 66 mm-hmm. to age 70, where you got to take it.
Yep.
All right? But 66 and however many months is your full retirement benefit.
I guess at age 70, you don't have to take it. It just doesn't grow anymore.
It doesn't grow anymore.
So, yeah.
I mean, you could still sit it there, but it's not going to do you any good.
It's a wasted asset
to leave it.
Then.
Yeah. Yes.
You're leaving money on the table if you don't take it at 70 because it quits growing.
So, again, we gave away actually four tickets total, right?
Well, it's good to have both spouses come or bring a friend.
Yes.
Or if you got
a friend, mom, dad,
yeah.
whoever, bring them. We're going to give each of these passes admits two people. So, again, this is our Social Security seminar coming up Wednesday, July 22nd at the Cannery Kitchen right here in sure. Brenham.
Okay.
So you get lunch and you get some terrific information from Elaine Simmons, who's had 35 years of experience with Social Security Administration.
And it's a really important topic to get as much information as you can about. As you had mentioned, Doug, once you make your election, you can't change it. And so I wasn't aware until, we started studying all of these different things. You know, when you're in your 30s, you don't think about it too much.
Or 40s.
Yeah,
that's true.
There are so many different options available to you, information that you need to know about Social Security and what Social Security coordinates with, for example, like the State Teacher Retirement Plan.
Yeah, that's right, because both you and I, Jamie, have spouses that are under that.
And well, and railroad retirement, that's another one.
That's yep. right. State retirement.
And state, that's right.
And then also it's a good point, because there's been so many people in the Brenham, Washington County area that are retired that didn't want to be retired right now.
Yes.
And so should I take my Social Security or not? That's a question. So that'd be an excellent time for that one.
Exactly. So while we're having these upheavals in the local economy here, and certainly oil and gas throughout Texas, frankly, mm-hmm. A lot of folks are looking at either retiring early or getting new jobs in between. Mm-hmm. What happens, by the way, if you want to take your retirement at 62 because you got recently laid off and you need and want the income? What happens if you still work on the side to keep
right.
getting more income? I mean, there are all these questions. And can you get a do-over on some of these things if you go ahead and file? I mean, there are questions and questions and questions.
There are lots of questions. If you're a federal employee, you have to be concerned about this. Depends on whether you're under FERS or CERS.
Yeah.
If you're a federal employee, you know what we're talking about. But Social Security is impacted depending on what program. So there are so many different things to cover when it comes to Social Security. So if you get the opportunity, you really need to take advantage of this workshop.
Also, a little tidbit for you. If you'd like to go look at your current Social Security benefits online, you can go to socialsecurity.gov and there's a My Social Security account, and you sign up for that, and you can look at your own benefits, and you can play the what if scenario. What if I do it this way? What if I take it now? What happens if I wait till I'm 68 or 69? What's the benefit going to be? And so on. But you can look up your own account, and they definitely do not hammer you with emails and stuff afterwards.
No, you do not get, hey, subscribe to this.
Yeah, that's right.
It's funny.
And by the way,
they're not real eager to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, and we don't do that either, by the way. If you mm-hmm. want to get on our website and surf around, take advantage of our mini seminars that are on there, any of the information about how things work, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, insurance, health insurance, estate planning information, all of this stuff, it's right there. Generic, but it's pretty good stuff. And it's explained in everyday English. Yes, indeed. And you can do that on our website, which is
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com.
Yeah.
I'll get you in there.
Absolutely. So, again, there's always information out there. And, of course, you can always call us at the office later on if you want to. If you've got a question about something, we will answer it for you to the very best of our ability. You've got several brains here that can go to work right there for you. Or you can come in for the free review. We have so many people who do that. And it's always our pleasure to meet you. We have a great time when you come in answering questions and getting you on the right track sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who come in, they're all set. They've done everything right. It's great. Not any tweaking necessary. And by the way, we are the first ones to say you're doing well. Keep up the good work. There was somebody who came in and saw me a couple weeks ago about stuff and showed me a statement of his IRA account and brokerage account he had with somebody else, all right? And I looked at it, and I looked at him, and I said, this person's doing a fine job. Yeah. You're in good shape here. So we're not afraid to say, if things are going okay, they're going okay. Now, if you want other ideas or something like that, we can always talk about that.
Yeah, that kind of brings up another topic. I had a question come up. I have a client asking in the Houston area, so I can talk about it. We don't talk about people that come in the Brenham area, but in the Houston area, he wanted to come in thinking he's worried about the market dropping. He's in his mid-40s, mid to late 40s, and he's worried about the market dropping, but he wants to do more. He wants some growth involved. And so the question is, how can I protect my downside and still have some growth going on? Can you do that?
Depends on how much growth you want, right? Because, you know, even paltry little bits of interest we get in a savings account is some growth.
Right.
Right? Yeah. By the time you pay your fees and other stuff to the bank or fees and other stuff to whoever you're investing with, you know, to keep your account open and keep the accounting going, you may be negative or close to flat because interest rates are so low right now. So you got to get a little bit of growth, but how much downside risk is there?
Well, it sounds like a pretty simple question, but it's really not because it depends upon your time frame. It depends on what numbers you're looking at. You know, there are ways to say, well, I'm getting growth in my portfolio because I'm getting dividends and interest. But it looks like I'm losing value because I get my statement and the value of some of the things that I have may have gone down. But the thing you have to remember, there's a difference between realized gain and loss and unrealized gain and loss. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, unrealized gain is paper. It's on paper. You get your statement. You started with, in this particular case, it's got $100,000 in his Roth IRA. You got a statement. It's worth $98,000. But his dividends were like $2,000. So right there, that's a 2% return just on dividends. But on paper, if he sold everything, he would be out $2,000 because he put in $100,000 and it's only worth $98,000. But it's producing the dividends and interest. Now, if he waits, it will come back. The market goes up, market goes down, and as long as you have quality investments in there that don't go bankrupt or dry up, it will come back again. So that's where, Jamie, you're talking about the time frame makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Because if you need the money and the account, and you know, even though you've been getting dividends and interest, and that's been coming into the account, if you need the money the day that the market is down, you may have a realized loss. But until you sell everything, you don't have any gains or losses either way. You just have what is on your paper. And that's why they're called paper gains and losses.
And it's usually labeled unrealized gain or loss. So you can kind of see which positions are doing good, which ones are not. Because also expectations. So, you know, market's been doing, there's a lot of volatility in the market, but so far this year, this is by the Numbers Research Organization, as of May 29th, so just a week or two weeks ago, the S&P 500 total return as of Friday, May 29th, was up 3.2% for the year.
Since January 1.
So 3.2%. If you're expecting 5 or 10 or 15%, that didn't happen. That's the 500 stocks in the S&P 500 on the average, though. So some are good. Some might have done 10 or 15%. Some have done minus 10 or 15%. But the average was up 3.2% if you owned all 500 of those stocks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, this whole idea of beating a stock average or an index, all of these things, you got to look at it with how much risk do I want to take? Because if you took the same risk as owning all 500 of those stocks mm-hmm. in the S&P 500, you know, if things go down 20%, you're on that train. You're on it. And you're going the same direction. But there are ways to level things out and not have you have to take the entire way down, mm-hmm. or maybe even not any of the way down. So, again, it depends on where you want to go and how fast you want to get there and what you're planning to do with each batch of money that you want to do something with.
Yeah, that's the expectations there. Some people have unrealistic expectations because they hear the stuff on the radio. Not on the radio. They don't hear it from here.
Not from this one.
They hear it on TV.
Right.
By the way, it has to do, again, with emotion. Because if you're talking about expectations, it's hard to have expectations, whether they're realistic or not. It's hard to have expectations without getting your emotions involved. Mm-hmm. What we try and do is try and eliminate all the emotion from it, but it's really hard to do that. And when you're getting your statements and you're looking at it, you know, it's your money. Mm-hmm. And so when you get that statement and you look at it, you're going to be either elated or disappointed. One or the other. Hopefully you're not going to be either way because you realize that I can't get too emotional about it.
Yeah, it comes down to having that strategy again. What are you trying to accomplish and when?
So let's get back to that very topic, strategy. Remember, your retirement benefits also include in your plan, whether you're teacher retirement, state retirement, or going to get Social Security to help with your retirement, don't forget to factor that in. A big, big chunk of what you have coming your way, depending on how you're working, is going to be dependent on some sort of a fixed pension, right? That's going to come from some governmental entity, mm-hmm. right? So that's why we're focusing in this morning on Social Security benefits. Again, we have an educational Social Security seminar coming up here in Brenham, Wednesday, July 22nd. It's going to be a luncheon meeting at the Cannery Kitchen. We're going to have our special guest, Elaine Simmons, Social Security specialist, 35 years of service with the Social Security Administration. We're going to serve lunch, but you got to get tickets for that because we've only got so much room. Yeah. So I told everybody we'd have another question this morning to give away another ticket that lets two people in. So here it is. And again, let me give you our phone number to call us first while the commercials are on. If you got the right answer to this question, call 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Here is the question this time around. What is the earliest age at which you can get a Social Security benefit? What is the earliest age that you can get a Social Security benefit? We're not talking about widows. We're not about other things. Just when can you sign up to get Social Security? What is the earliest age that you can do it as an adult? The earliest age you can get Social Security benefits. Here is our number again. Start calling now and Craig will get you through. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Hey, we're waiting for your call here on the Money Makeover Show. On a darker bay, wasting time.
Hey, kid. It's summer's here, and there's no place for good times like Horseshoe Junction in Plano. Horseshoe Junction once again offers their summer pass for a full summer of fun. Only $89 to get unlimited attractions every day all summer long, including their latest and greatest Palladium. Plus, unlimited go-karts, bumper boats, miniature golf, a rock wall, jumpers, and laser tag. Get your personalized summer pass card today and start the nonstop fun this summer. And don't forget about the great specials at Horseshoe Junction. On Mondays, buy one, get one free attractions. Tuesday, buy an extreme wristband and get a free movie pass. Wednesday, buy an extreme wristband and your friend gets the same for a penny. Thursday, get the family four-pack deal for only $79. All summer long, get the sizzling summer night special. After 6 p.m., $10 off extreme wristbands. Horseshoe Junction open Monday through Thursday, 10 till 10, Friday till 11, Saturday from 10 till 11, and Sunday noon till 9. The summer fun never ends at Horseshoe Junction Fun Bar.
Horseshoe Junction, it's a kick.
Stay local and save on fuel costs. Plus, get the best price on scrap metal when you take it to Premier Metal Buyers in Brenham. Premier Metal Buyers paying top dollar on all metals, including aluminum cans, aluminum scrap, copper, brass, carbide, stainless, exotic metals, and scrap iron. Do you need to clean up a yard or business site? If you're a commercial or industrial account, Premier Metal has dumpster service available. Call Premier Metal Buyers to arrange a dumpster setup by calling them at 830-9060. That's 979-830-9060. Premier Metal Buyers, now open in Brenham Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 1:30. Make more money when you bring your scrap to Premier Metal Buyers in Brenham. They guarantee top dollar paid for your metal. Plus, you'll save money on gas and time. Call Premier Metal Buyers today, 979-830-9060. And bring your scrap to Premier Metal Buyers now at their new location, 1555 Highway 36 North, across from Bluebell Road Junction. Premier Metal Buyers, big city prices, small town service.
Wondering how to keep organized and ahead of the game this year? With a new computer from PCS. Norris Pruitt Professional Service has been in Brenham for 15 years doing business as PCS. With the best on-site services even before all the big box stores arrived. He has new and reconditioned systems with non-stop services. Check out the reconditioned Dell system laptop with dual-core Intel processor and Windows 7 at a great low price. Norris Pruitt Professional Services, PCS, in Brenham. Call 979-421-9888.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group offices. Here in Central Texas, in Brenham, downtown, on Main Street, right across from the courthouse. And we also have another office about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria shopping area. Either way, we got you covered. Plus, we're licensed as financial advisors and planners in 17 other states.
17 states, yeah. I know, because I got to pay the fees for all of them.
He's the money man, yes, here, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, got you covered no matter what. And we will try really hard to make ourselves available and great information available to you, mm-hmm. whether it's on our website or whether it's coming in for that free review with us or whether we can bring someone into this area to do a really great educational workshop for you. And that's what we've been giving tickets away. We started our first contest for this today. And this is for the Educational Social Security Seminar presented by Elaine Simmons, Social Security Specialist of 35 years with the Social Security Administration. Our friends at Fidelity are sponsoring this her to go around all over the place.
Yeah, they
all
sponsor
over the country.
Her nationally, so yeah. She flies all over the country doing this.
Yeah, and we usually have to book about a year in advance to even get her. So we're very happy that we're going to be able to do this for you guys out there. Again, the seminar is going to be Wednesday, July 22nd. We'll have lunch at the Cannery Kitchen, 11:30 to 1:30. On Wednesday, July 22nd. And we're pleased to be able to do this, but you got to have a ticket to get in. It'll admit two, mm-hmm. two people. And so we just did another question, and we just had another brilliant caller. We have right. the smartest listeners
yes,
anywhere.
Do.
So, yes, that caller answered properly the question, which is the earliest age at which you can apply to get Social Security benefits.
Age 62.
Ta-da!
Age 62.
Well, we tried to make, you know, not a real brain twister. But you know what? There are some people who don't know. Could it be 60? Could it be 62? The big thing, though, too, guys, what is so important about what age you apply for Social Security?
There's a lot of different things. At 62, you can only earn so much money if you want to go back to work again without losing your Social Security benefit.
Or at least losing a big chunk.
Parts of it. And then also, if you don't take it after age 66, full retirement age, every year you don't take it, it grows by 8%. Would you like to have an investment that's guaranteed growth for 8% a year?
That's not bad.
Not bad. So there's a lot of things on that one. So it'll be a good time to learn and to come in on that one. And that's part of what we want to offer our radio listeners is information. That's what we talked about, such good listeners. That last caller, not retired, not in their 60s yet, but they wanted to know the right information.
Well, there are a lot of issues that are involved there. For example, the age 62 issue. If you take your Social Security benefits at age 62, you get a reduced benefit. And one of the things, one of the questions that comes up that's not often talked about is, if I do that, how does that affect my spouse?
Oh, that's right.
Because it's not just all about you.
That's right.
If you're married.
And your spouse will point that out occasionally.
Yeah. Well, but the spouse may not know that.
May not know about it. That's right.
Right? So if you are married, you guys both need to come if you possibly can.
Right.
And it is a lunch meeting, so that's why we're doing it at that midday part of the day, so that we can get more couples there. Hopefully you've got a little lunch break and can go and listen to Elaine. And, you know, we're going to have Elaine on the program that morning, too. That's Wednesday, July 22nd. Mark your calendar. Regardless, Wednesday, July 22nd, here on our program, on the Money Makeover Show, we will have Elaine on the program with us, too. We really want you to start doing a strategy, and that part of that strategy is going to contain, there we are, what your primary sources of income are going to be.
Because that kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little bit before the break of expectations and income. If you're where's your money coming from later on in life, and what can you expect, and should you get, you know, people get scared. I know, Jamie, we were talking on the way over here. People that have rental homes, that there's a lot of deals in Houston where people, you know, you get 5, 6, 7, 8 rental homes. Do you worry about whether the price of that rental home goes up or down? Or you worry about the tax statement, but if it goes down on the tax statement, does that bother you?
Yeah, that's why we talk a lot about emotion. When you take a look at different things, it's interesting the different emotions that are started by the different types of investments that you have. Because I think it has to do with the fact that we don't understand stocks and bonds as well as we do our own home or a piece of real estate that we might own. We're used to that. And so we're used to the fact that the property values are going to go up and down. But when we do a real estate investment, we know we're going to do that, get that rental income. And so we don't think about whether or not the property's value is going to go up or down. We just know we're going to get the rental income.
You really hope that the tax value goes down. That's what you want.
You know, and the other thing is, if the property values go down, sometimes what that means is rents actually go up. And so it's interesting how emotion can affect different things. And the reason we want to talk about that is we've had some appointments recently where that very topic came up in relation to the value of their asset portfolio outside of any real estate they may have had dealing with stocks.
And that,
One of the things we've talked about in the past is one of the ways to generate income is with stocks that pay a dividend. And so if you have a stock that pays a dividend, and that's the reason that you bought the stock, is for that dividend, and that dividend comes in, are you really concerned about whether the price of that stock goes up or down?
And if it goes up, what we do with a lot of people, we might take some profit. You know, if you're up 40%, we might sell a few shares of that. But if it goes down 40% and it still pays the dividend, what does it? And that's what you want, is that income stream. doesn't make a whole lot of difference other than it does make you feel good. There's the emotions again when you get your statement.
Yeah, but one of the misconceptions that relates to stock is generally the way that it works is if you own a stock and it pays a dividend, it pays a certain dividend per share. It may pay 10 cents per share. Let's just make it even. It pays 10 cents per share. And so if you own 100 shares, you're going to get 10 cents per share on 100 shares. If you bought it at $1 and it went up to $5, you're still only going to get 10 cents per share on those 100 shares. It doesn't make any difference what the price of the stock is. You're going to get 10 cents per share. So you can't get too excited whether the price of the stock goes up or down. The number of shares you have doesn't change. You're still going to get that 10 cents per share. And one of the misconceptions we see is, well, if it goes up five times, my dividend's going to go up five times. Well, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And correspondingly, if it goes down 50%, my dividend's going to go down. Well, no, it's not, unless the company decides to reduce the dividend.
Yeah. And that happens occasionally. But the idea is you can always move in and out. But if it's a good quality company, it's going to come back again. It's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. There's even some funds out there that only invest in companies that pay a dividend every year,
right.
and so you can mm-hmm. buy a bundle of those if you want. You give up some of the upside because you got a bundle of them, and you got to pay the
fund
manager.
Well, you know, the stock issues that power those dividends a lot of times are not the ones that are going to be super aggressive, right?
Right,
and they're not going to go shooting up in value when things are good and the market's going up. Generally speaking, you're going to have stuff that's more in the middle of the road or mm-hmm. kind of boring. Some old
boring is probably a good word for it.
Yeah, okay. But the thing is, if you're really wanting that 4% or whatever the dividend mm-hmm. is, 4%, there are some things out there that big old companies that you would know the name of that produce 5%.
Right.
On a dividend. Where do you get 5% from? Now, again, there are a lot of ways to do things, a lot of ways to get income, maybe before you're eligible for Social Security. Maybe you don't want to take Social Security yet. Maybe you're mm-hmm. eligible, but maybe it makes more sense to wait until you're 66 or wait until you're 70. Well, that span between 66 and 70 where you're making an extra 8% a year.
On the Social Security benefit.
Mm-hmm. So that's all part of strategy. So how do you get income in between if you don't want to grab your Social Security at that point? That's another whole thing.
It's all part of retirement planning. If you're doing retirement planning and you're not counting Social Security as when you're going to make the election to take it and what the Social Security benefit's going to be, how does it affect you, how does it affect your spouse, all of that is part of retirement planning, and part of that has to do with maybe there are other avenues to create income during that time period so that can allow that to grow at 8%. There's a lot of strategies that go in there, and so that's one of the reasons we think this workshop that we're going to have July 22nd is so important, because it really does affect your retirement planning, and you really need to consider it.
Well, and if you're going to be out of town or otherwise can't attend, you know what? Give us a call, and we can go over some of these same things with you
mm-hmm.
or with you and a spouse or maybe someone else that you're involved with. Maybe it's your folks. Maybe it's an aunt mm-hmm. and an uncle. It could be anybody, a really good friend. I mean, honestly, the thing is to find out information, and the free review does that for you. You're welcome to do it. Let me give you our office mm-hmm. phone number, by the way. It's 979-836-2903, 836-2903, and we're always glad to speak with you, or you can leave a message for us, or you can go to our website, too. Yeah,
moneymakeoverteam.com, or better yet, just stop in. We're right downtown, right across the street from the courthouse in the atrium building, 105 East Main Street. Plenty of parking in the front and in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the courthouse is busy. There's more parking in the back then. And just come stop in and talk to Sharon or Brent and Doug Shoppe and set up a time to maybe come in. Or if we're not tied up at the moment, we'd chat with you right then. We could do that too. But get your strategy together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, all the years we've been doing this now on the radio and all the people that have come in for that free review, we haven't had, that I'm aware of, we haven't had one individual or couple when it was done say, well, that was just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I want to talk about. We were talking about income and risk factors, mm-hmm. and how can you? And I'm thinking of the ranchers out here in Central Texas, the guys that the people that raise cattle. What do you call the cattle? Live stock. It's live stock versus paper stock.
Well, and you all know that's an investment.
That is.
It's an investment on the hoof.
Yeah, a rancher knows about that.
Yep.
See, and it always kind of gets me in that, yeah, that live stock, that can cost you money. Whereas a paper stock, okay, it's on paper, you own a piece of company. It doesn't keep eating overnight.
That's true.
Yeah, so all kinds of different ways. But again, that's part of a plan for that rancher, right?
That's right.
How long is he or she going to be ranching? How long are they going to be handling livestock and making a living off of that? Maybe you're growing hay, too. Who knows? But the point is, even just physical assets, rental properties the same way.
Mm-hmm.
All of that goes into what your end game is for how you're going to survive on your own money, your own paycheck, on from now on, right? So planning, strategy. Those are the important parts. Again, let me give you our phone number to the office if you want to ever give us a call. Come by for the free review. Just ask a question there at the office after the radio show is over with. 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. All right. When we come back, let's take a quick look at the markets and then put a few more pointers out there to help our listeners on coming up with a plan. Mm-hmm. Getting a strategy together and a few tidbits that you can really use right here on the Money Makeover Show.
When I found out yesterday, ooh, I paid it to the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
With summer upon us, is the perfect time to think about college and career training opportunities available at Blinn College this fall. Did you know that Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation, and we recently earned national recognition for affordability and community service? With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Raising livestock is hard work, as anyone who's done it can tell you. You invest a lot of time, labor, and money into it. And that's why when it comes time to sell, you take your livestock to Navasota Livestock Auction on the Anderson Highway. They attract buyers from all over the Brazos Valley, so you're always assured of getting a fair price. And if you're looking to buy, then you'll find no better place than at the Navasota Livestock Auction. Sales are held every Saturday starting at 12 noon. The Navasota Livestock Auction on the Anderson Highway.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
The annual Juneteenth African American Heritage Celebration will be held on Saturday, June 20th. Tune in to KWHI 1280 AM as we broadcast the parade again this year on Saturday morning beginning at 10:30. This broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham National Bank, Allen Day Funeral Home, and Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative. Join Friendly Country KWHI 1280 on Saturday, June 20th for the Juneteenth Parade, coming to you live from downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep, the good old chicken dance right here on the Money Makeover Show. Glad you're listening with us this morning. And by the way, when we come back on the program on Wednesday morning, we're going to do another couple of questions for you about Social Security benefits. And you'll have another opportunity then to score some tickets to our upcoming event.
Not too many times, because we're only on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
And that's the only time we're giving them out. So there's not that many Mondays and Wednesdays left until, I think, that's July 22nd, a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So on July 20th, Monday, will be the last day to score some tickets, because we've got to have a head count for the Cannery Kitchen for food.
And another thing to think about, too, is the fact that we're having it at the Cannery Kitchen. You're benefiting a nice
The Faith Mission.
Social
nonprofit benefit organization.
Yeah, they do such wonderful work.
Does good work here in the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got a little thing I want to touch on here to start with. It's because I ran into some a principal. I started out of college as a Lutheran school teacher. My very first principal 40 years ago came in on a walker into the restaurant with he and his wife and their adult child, because he lived in an assisted living home nearby, because I didn't know where he was after so many years. But how do you know when it's time to move mom or dad into an assisted living home? Because they don't want to move out of their house. They've been there for 20, 30 years. They don't want to move into some other place. So how do you know when it's time? A couple things, some basic red flags is, when you watch them, are they accident prone? Have they had a fall or a medical scare or gotten into a fender bender lately? By itself doesn't mean anything, especially if you're driving in Houston. But that's one item. Another basic red flag, does it take longer to snap back from an illness or a simple head cold? That's another basic flag. Do they have chronic health conditions and have they worsened? So that's another possibility. And are they having trouble managing their daily activities, having trouble getting dressed, or when you see them, they're, it doesn't look quite right, shopping or cooking or doing laundry or managing medications? None of those by themselves will do it, but if you start having all of those symptoms, that's something you may delve into a little deeper. Another red flag is some physical things. Do they look thinner? Are their clothes starting to get baggy? Sudden weight loss can indicate depression or trouble with shopping or cooking or any, you know, just not eating. That's something that may be a time to consider assisted living. Do they seem frailer? Do they seem unsteady or unable to balance? Do they have trouble rising from a chair? Some of that's just because you get older, but there again, we're just talking about assisted living here. Can they? These are red flags that you may want to consider.
Maybe we need to talk about assisted living a little bit, to just exactly what that is, because we're not talking about somebody that needs care 24 hours a day.
So that's a nursing home setting.
That would be a nursing home setting.
Skilled nursing.
Or full-time.
Alzheimer's or dementia or something. This is somebody just...
that just needs occasional help getting through the day.
Or because like the gentleman that came in yesterday, what I met yesterday... sharp. He remembered who we were. Mm-hmm. He could talk as if nothing happened. He needed help. I mean, he couldn't get around very much on his own. But he was way past this stage. That's where his kids finally got him in there. And that's the other thing. I'm not going to go into that today, but how do you find an assisted living home that fits what you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
More of right now is just what are things that you need to look at, or little telltale signs that maybe it's time to consider talking with mom and dad to get them into an assisted living facility.
Yeah, like one of the things we had talked about, too, is, for example, maybe you keep misplacing your checkbook. Well, I occasionally misplace my checkbook, but if you're there's a difference between forgetting where you put your checkbook and writing a check out for $10,000 to somebody who called you for a charity on the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
There are differences there. But if they chronically forget where the checkbook is, you take notice of that and then start looking for some of these other things that may be happening.
A couple things, you know, do they social red flags? Do they still get together with their friends for lunch or outings? Or are they starting to become a recluse because it's too hard to go out? Now, a lot of our seniors, at nighttime, it's a little harder driving, so that's a different story, going out at nighttime. But during the daytime, if they have a lunch group or a church group and they kind of quit coming, maybe that's a sign to look at. The other one is, do they smell? Are they unbathed?
Well, personal hygiene.
Yeah, personal hygiene.
If it's more difficult to get in and out of a shower or a bathtub, any of those kinds of things, it matters. It happens as some folks get older, and it's harder for them to maneuver.
See, and the other part, and it could be your spouse. These are signs that maybe your spouse is having trouble, and you can't take care of them anymore. Mm-hmm. I know I've got a couple in Houston that she just can't physically take care of them anymore, and so it's like, okay, how do you do that? That's a tough thing because she doesn't need assisted living. He does.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other question is, how are we going to pay for it? That was her biggest concern, is how are we going to pay for
it? Sure, because she's still got to live too.
Right. They still have the house. They still have the bills. And now they have a second household.
Well, that's the other side of the coin that we don't talk about frequently enough, I think, is the effect that this has on the spouse who doesn't need the assisted living. Because many times, if they can't handle getting them in and out of bed, in and out of the bathtub, physically it drains the person who is trying to do the help, and they'd be much better off getting the assisted living help as opposed to trying to do everything themselves.
So all kinds of issues as we are in our younger years and our middle age and as we get on into our senior years. Mm-hmm. And we always try to give you at least some thought, get your brain moving in the direction that's going to help you to deal with all these things. That's right. Part of really good financial planning.
Good. And we'll be back here on Wednesday, weather permitting. Join us.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.